This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, everybody? It's another episode of Love and Hip Hop. That's what show we're doing tonight. We got the Ratchet Mondays always in effect. It's a little somber, but we got it sprinkled with the ratchetness. Let's get into it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey.
Josh, turn that up.
Hey, hey, hey.
I like girls with gold teeth. Whoa. Faithful, don't cheat. Let
okay,
me
yeah,
handcuff her to the bed like police. Too real for Twitter. Man, she's so street. Check her timeline. You won't see no tweets.
Thank you.
You don't want no beef. Good sense of humor. She funny like
you
need.
Yeah.
She a neat freak.
Hey.
The crib be so neat. A night freak. Swear to God, I don't get no sleep.
No.
Ahead, because we both getting bread. Whole week. Disagree. We gonna patch it up. Slow leak.
Hey.
Watch Kevin Hart. He had me so weak. Seeing Cooley High. We drive with no cheeks. Eating mango. Even though it's just two of us,
this is
beef.
Power.
Hey, okay, this is
pride.
This is small though.
King and queen,
black love.
So we
turn.
Love can kill.
I shout out to our engineer Josh.
Josh in the building.
Holding it down. What's up, everybody? You know what it is. It is the Love and Hip Hop After Show. Yes, you are in the right place. I'm your host, Lim Gonzalez. You can find me at where am I at?
Where can they find you?
You can
find me. Long day.
It's a long day.
At the Poet Saint, right?
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Okay. Right next to me is my main man, Jimmy V.
And myself, Jimmy V, at B, your own dad.
And Trinae Todd, what up?
Hey, what's up, you guys? You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram. No, I'm just kidding. But no, seriously, though, you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, at your girl, Trinae.
And, of course, Khalil Abubu.
What's up, guys? Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, at Khalil Abubu. Go like. I just posted a picture. Go like it. I'd really appreciate that. I need to get them likes up. So
absolutely.
There you go.
And shout out to our boy Josh in the engineer booth. Are we all good? Because I can't really hear myself. But if we're good, we're good.
Check, check.
Are we good?
Are we live?
Are we good?
We're we live?
We're live.
Ray J, are we live?
Are we live?
All right.
We're live. First of all, I just want to make sure we good.
Oh, he's punk.
Keep it going, because we're having mic difficulties all day. I just want to make sure that we all can be heard. You know what I'm saying? All right. Gotcha. So, Love and Hip Hop, we're going to start it off.
Ratchet Mondays.
Creeping back.
Always. First of all, shout out to us all being together again.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Me and Trizzy, though, we held it down, though.
Y'all did.
One time.
Y'all did.
Hate don't hate. Shout out to
just go ahead.
I felt the hate. Shout I was off. Like, damn, there's kidding. A lot of hate in that comment.
My thing is, why do they always hate on you? You're like the only woman on the panel.
That's the funny thing. Really, and she's the cool one, too.
Yeah. Oh, they was coming at you?
No. I was sleeping.
Juno. I don't take it personal. It's hilarious, guys. But onto the show. Enough about me.
Boom, there it is.
Whatever.
So we got Erica and Samantha, of course, challenging Andy. As we left the last episode, they was coming for her. Samantha, you know, lunged at her and was about to box and was like, said, "You don't want it with me," basically. And the whole situation is they've been on Yandy's head about this not being married thing, especially now that they know they're challenging her because you know how Yandy is. She tries to call the shots for everybody's kids because, you know, she's the one with Mandisa still. Supposedly these girls think they still want to be with them or whatever in her mind. Right. And so bottom line is Sam finally comes out and was like, "Yo, you lying." She's like, "What do I lie to you about?" She's like, "About you married or not married? You married or not?" You know, and she's like, "Well, yes, we're married." So my thing is like, Yandy, why are you still lying? Now, she says, "I don't need to explain anything to her," but still, facts are facts. What do y'all think?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, I agree that she doesn't need to explain anything to her, but when you constantly
throw it in their faces.
Yeah.
I think it was crazy because then it was like the whole situation switched around. They started talking about Mendici's birthday party. And
that was funny.
Then she's like, you know, like, I feel like Samantha, she needs to hear, like, she needs to, like, let people talk. Like, she needs to learn to listen because, like, she could have missed out on her blessing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Could have.
She was like, no, you're not planning his birthday.
Right. And then Yandy's like,
"We're going to pay for it.
We were going to pay for it. Oh, you know what? I was a great idea."
That's a good idea.
I'm so glad. I remember that last birthday that you did. I was like, "I was like, this is all right.
Right.
This is good.
Right.
She can do my birthday.
I really like that. I think it's a great idea."
She really was like, "You said birthday?" I thought you said Hanukkah. My bad.
I was tripping.
D-Day. Like, my birthday. That's perfect. Like, you can you gonna pay for it? Absolutely. Because, you know, we share the sun.
I can't believe
we had them together. Right. I remember you being there.
Right. I can't believe that, you know, they switch up. And Erica was making a fake page. Oh, posting gosh. Pictures of Mendici
right.
and tagging Yandy in it.
So, they call Yandy a troll, but she's the one doing the trolling.
Uh-huh. The internet troll.
Don't shit where you lay. What's that? What's that saying?
Look, that's why it's kind of hard to even
eat.
Don't shit where you eat.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why it's just hard to like just talk about this situation because like,
and don't everybody's feed you.
Yeah, for sure. I never do that. When everybody's sure. fucked up, it's just kind of like
knick knack patty whack. Give a dog a bone.
Yeah. Yo, what are we talking about?
Mama.
We're in pajama.
We're close.
Mama. All
right.
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just like, which one's blacker, the pot or the kettle? Right. Who gives a fuck? They're both black. Like, why are we talking about this?
Right. It's very petty. I mean, it's obviously very petty, and I feel like it's this scenario is exacerbated. Like, I think it needs to stop now. It's like, okay, enough. I get it. You know, this Agreed. Is where you are. This is where you are. Yandy still wants to be, you know, the H, you know, she wants to be the head person, and that's what she wants. So,
HBIC.
Right. Mm-hmm. My thing is, you know, do what you got to do. Let everybody be as they are. Mendes is in jail, and his brother ain't getting out for a while. You got to coexist. For the sake of the children.
But first of all, where is he getting this money from? I mean, he's gonna pay for it?
Well, he's
from,
got...
From what?
Mama told me
not
to sell work.
He got
money stashed away in a suitcase.
I'm just saying, like, just because he's in jail don't mean he broke.
I swear, Yandy surprises me each time.
He got that book money.
It's like,
and you know Yandy's about them checks.
What's going on? Like,
right. Security bag alert.
Something right. Before he went to prison, she's like, okay, where are we going to hide the money? The money's in the mattress?
I mean, I'm just saying. You see, she didn't want to
sign
the
papers.
She didn't want to sign the papers because she didn't want to mess up with her money. So, I mean, who knows? You know what I'm saying? That's all I gotta say.
Listen, I just checked NASDAQ and Her stock has dropped dramatically.
Her stock's been dropped. She's plummeted. Plummeted. What is it? What is the number? 0.2%.
Looking like
or something?
Black Friday.
Yeah, for real. It's really
back
bad.
In the '40s.
It's really bad, guys. I have a special announcement to make. Guns had his last baby.
Oh, hey! The last one. Hey! Breaking news. Da-da-da. Tara is now pregnant.
Da-da-da. No more babies.
Final baby.
After Buzz TV exclusive.
Yes. Final baby.
Super exclusive. Last baby with Amina. This is the first time we've seen her this season. So she, like, kept her away until she was ready at birth. And she didn't even talk. Like, she didn't even say anything. Like, there was no dialogue or nothing. I guess because he's not with her. You know, they just were having the baby.
Yeah, we no, we're not together. We're just having a baby.
He's having a baby.
Yeah.
And so...
I've had that before.
Okay. Sure. What was this last baby's name?
Bronx.
Gunna. Oh, yeah, Bronx.
It's a female, though.
I got Gunna. Yeah. Bronx.
And then Gunna Bronx.
That's
crazy. And then I got Corey with a K.
Right.
And then I got Corey with a C. Don't forget. What's that?
And then I got
Poopy. You got six more to go. You won't get through all of them. We'll be here all
night. We don't have enough time for
we'll
that.
Be all night. But I thought it was interesting. You know, like I said, he's said his last baby... but then we see immediately that he jumps over to Tara, which is, I mean, I like that he's back because I love the malarkey that Guns brings. I wonder how his mind works because it's so funny. Like when he was at the height of his hip hop career, like, and when I say hip hop, I'm talking about Loving Hip Hop, the show.
Okay.
In my head, I
thought
like,
we were going back to 95. I thought we were going back to 96.
What?
I'm not going back to Uptown. Not going to, I mean, height of his hip hop, Loving Hip Hop career. He had the two women going, right? He'd be with one, he'd be with the other.
In the same building.
In the same building. Like, yeah, the last time we seen them, they were sharing the same.
Why are they always in an empty building?
Always.
Always. It never fails.
Never fails. There's never any furniture.
Furniture is expensive.
Well,
have you furniture shop lately?
Cisco taking his 10 racks.
Last year, yeah, they were on a blow up bed and an empty apartment, boxes everywhere.
Did you see them? When they were both sleeping together, they wake up. It's like, is this
then
a
then he just walk around.
Blow-up mattress?
I actually got some fun information about Cardi B. So when we get on topic, okay, I'm going to let that spill there.
So, yeah, continuing on with Tara, he does kind of go up to her and is like, yo, this is right after he has the baby. And is like, yo, I want to be with you. And Tara's like, what are you talking about? You know, and they have their baby, Gunner, thank you. And he's just like, you know, I love you, you know, and all this kind of stuff. And she's like, what? Like, what are you, I gotta go to the market. Like, you know, she's just over it because she's heard this time and time with him. And he's like really trying to be sincere. And he's, you know, just like, I really want us to be a family and whoop de whoop. Do you think, I mean, I kind of, it's a rhetorical question, kind of, but do you think he's really sincere about Tara?
Yeah.
You think so?
Really? This is the thing. I think with my man and people like that, they mean the shit that they're saying. Like, They're not bullshitting, but it just changes.
It just changes.
Like, you know, Tuesday I felt this way. Then it's Thursday. I don't feel that way no more. Like,
I'm switching up. He sounded sincere, but like a quote that's actually on my new show, DMC, Wednesdays at 8. real quick plug. Right? Your options you have depends on the choices that you make. So now that Shorty's gone in L.A., he's like, look, it's time for us to be together.
Okay? Wow, because he can't afford to fly to L.A. Because
there's nobody else. But
she can afford, she can afford an economy class
flight. If she was still in New York, so I think it'd be a whole different situation.
That's really messed up because it's like, it's no genuineness to it. Like, it's like, okay.
Genuineness?
Is that even a word? I don't know.
It's Love and Hip Hop. Yeah,
you know what?
Yeah, right, we do.
You know what I'm saying?
Not genuine. It's all because good. He basically is now just, like, going to his last resort.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know.
Six men.
She moved away.
Six
so
men.
I don't really have no choice now. I'm just going to go back to what I know.
Six men.
And I could see that. I mean,
put me in the game, coach.
I mean, for real, this brother. I mean, you think about it. What are his options? He's got 10 children.
Nobody's gonna want to date him.
He's got 10 children. So he's 63 63 years old.
60. Like,
he's 63 years old with 10 children.
Dressing his like a 24-year-old.
Newborn at that.
Still wearing the Iversons. Like, no, what are you doing? Like, and those aren't retros. Were, those are the ones he got. When I
the ones he kept throwing in the washing machine.
Right. So it's like he really doesn't have options. And I agree. It's like, man, just come on, girl. Let's make this work.
Let's make this work.
I mean, he got three kids with
her. I'm tired.
I'm tired of trying to get around.
He said, I'm tired. Like,
trying to go from apartment to apartment with these girls. Like, I just want to be one apartment with one air mattress. Like,
I'm tired.
Really. I think that's what it is. And, I mean, I think he feels he's sincere. That's how I feel about it. I think he thinks he's sincere.
Okay.
Whether he is or not. But my thing is with him, because he's proven himself time and time again on the show, that it's like almost like, oh, my gosh, there's something else. Like the distraction, you know. If there's nothing else going on and there's no nothing in front of him to possibly cheat or anything like that, he's good, right? But as soon as something comes along that's going to be cool and shiny or whatever and young, then it's like, man, I just, you know, I'm all about love. I mean, I love what he said. He's like, it's love.
It's love.
That's what I put it is.
I don't know. It's love.
It's love. It's love. Love.
And this is the man that said he loved two women at the same time, which is becoming a normal theme for the show.
Yes. Trizzy.
Yes.
It's love.
Yes.
I don't know.
We talked about that last week. Is it possible for two you be in love with two people?
No. No.
Love.
And we
it's
spoke
love,
about
Trizzy,
it.
Okay? Right. It's love.
We spoke about it.
Yeah,
you can't make sense of love.
Viewers, if you think that it's possible, leave those comments.
Yeah,
I really want to know because, I mean, women, personally, I don't think that it's possible for women to love two men at the same time. Because, like, we're super nurturing you know, it'll be hard to kind of, like, you might have love for the other person, but you're not going to extend yourself to both men.
And that's the thing. I think you definitely can love multiple people.
Oh, live chat is live.
But
I'm sorry.
You can love multiple people. Can you blow it up for us, please, Joshua? You can love multiple people, but being in love, I don't think you can be in love with two people. Just because I think if you're in love with them, that requires commitment to that one person. It's very difficult to say like, oh, I'm in love with you and I'm in love with you, because ultimately you're not fully in love with them because you're sharing that with someone else.
Yeah.
And I think that you just give yourself a disservice and it's not genuine at that point.
So I did say last week, I do think you can love two people at the same time. And the reason why I said this, because you may fall in love with two different things of the
about
you
the
may
per,
fall
about
in love
people.
With one specific thing
absolutely.
From two different mm-hmm. people.
I agree that's with fine. That, but again, going back to being in love with someone, if you're truly in love with them, you're in love with all of them. You're in love with the bad of them, and you're in love with the good of them, because you're in love with that whole person. Yeah, I could say like, oh, I want to put up, oh, I love this about this person. Oh, I like her, you know, situation or whatever. But at the end
her
of the day,
situation.
You're not.
I love her situation.
I love that she's single.
When we break down the longevity,
shout
of
out to
Peter,
CC Freak in South Carolina. What's up?
Of Peter and Amina, what was it like? 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's pretty messed up. Tara, she just, you know, she has no choice but to take him back because 10 years they've been together. She can't seem to move on. He's the best thing. I think that Tara, she's intelligent. She's smart. Mm-hmm. She's classy.
She's loyal.
She has, you know, obviously she doesn't really have the mental capacity to choose the right guy.
It's love.
Trizzy. I'm trying to tell you this.
You know.
I do think she loves Peter to a fault, and I think I feel like she could do better, but I think she's stuck on him, and even though he doesn't treat her all the way right, I think she still is there for him, and I think this whole birthday party situation, he flies her brother out with the bowl cut,
a lot of animosity, man.
And he, you know, he publicly apologizes. Like, she wants that. She wants that from him. And you saw her; she was getting emotional. She does deserve that. She's getting emotional, but then also it's Peter Guns. Like, I mean, it's not like this dude is like all in his 20s and like, man, I grew up. Like, he's grown. He's grown. There's no more growing up. He's up already.
He said it was like, so funny.
He's already up. So that's what I'm saying. Like, how do you grow? I mean, you know what I'm saying? So,
well, you know, I don't want people to think, you know, we keep coming down on Peter Guns. But keep in mind, too, there's other baby mamas as well.
There are.
So, like he said before, which I was going to save this quote, but I'll give my quotable now. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've been here before. Yes, Peter, you have, because you got like two other baby mamas on top of this.
Right.
That's all.
And you said it's a new baby, a new chance, a new chance at life.
A new chance? My dude, no, you've had a lot of chances. I mean, like I said, I think he cares for Tara, but ultimately I think that he is a person that it's difficult for him to commit, period, point blank. That's where I feel it is with Peter. And so, I mean, we'll see. I mean, if we'll Tara takes him back, I mean, we still got more to the season. If she takes him back, I hope that that does work out, because I think that would be good. Yes.
But happily ever after for everybody.
Exactly. Like, and I think Tara's a good woman. She seems she's put herself out and to be a good woman. So I hope that that works out. But
someone said, "Goddess, the goddess book might be a picture, but live chat.
Shout out to Michelle. It's live chat right now. I'm trying not to laugh, but the comments I'm making
that is hilarious.
It may be a picture book.
That's hilarious. She said $11.95. You can have it. Because I love how you try to throw it in. You a goddess? $11.95.
I want my goddess back.
Boom, there it is. Let's get on Cardi B, because we missed her. We missed her.
We did the realest out.
Exactly. We missed her. She's been, you know, off the radar as far as they haven't been showing much of her lately.
She also said this is her last Love & Hip Hop.
Did she?
Yeah, she went on Breakfast Club.
In and out.
I need to watch that video.
In and out,
yeah. She said that she's done.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's good. Okay. I mean, she doesn't need Love & Hip Hop. And I wanted to slap self in the face when he said that he made her.
Made her? Oh,
she has 6 million followers.
Yeah, stop it. Stop it. You didn't make her. You didn't make that. So when we first see her this particular episode, we see her on her purple couch, and she's opening up a letter that was written by her boyfriend.
Tommy.
Right. In jail. And basically he breaks up with her.
And whatever.
So, and so she's, you know, reeling over that. And she invites her sister to come over, Hennessy, and they talk about it. I just, every time I say that name, I'm just like, her name is Hennessy.
Yeah, so it was me and Hennessy. We were chilling in the back.
It's like, no, that's her sister. Her sister's name is Hennessy. And they deal with that. What do you guys think about, because she's I feel like she loves this dude. Because she's been faithful.
Genuine.
You know, according to her, she's been faithful to him. And you know, even though she's wanted to, you know, stray or whatever, she feels like this is her dude. And she almost married him.
Yeah.
He wanted her to marry him. She didn't quite. She wanted to wait. But now he's broken up with her for whatever reason. I think it was a situation where he doesn't want to hold her back.
Understandable.
According to the letter. And I can agree with that. But my thing is the whole situation with Swift and how he kind of just like sneaks up in there. Right. He just, you know, he's like, hey, guess what? I broke up with my girl too. So, and then all of a sudden.
I didn't get that vibe that he was fully like that.
I think he was more of a friend in that situation.
He was more of a friend, but this is the part that where I was like, what? Because it went to 0 to 60 real quick. Like,
that was his, that was Hennessy.
That was, well, they're talking.
That's what Hennessy does. You take a couple shots, it goes to 60.
Where did you get that Hennessy in your system?
But no, but I mean, they were talking and they were friendly and they were there for each other. And then we see the next scene when they're with their family and they're like, what's going on here? And how, da 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 da. And then they're all like huddling over her. And what about him? And then, you know, and then Hennessy comes up to him and just like, yeah, do it. What's up? Get to it, you know. She's single.
She's nothing but to do it.
Yeah.
So I hate like, when girls do that. Actually.
Right. But my thing is, why did they? I mean, obviously, there's.
Why do you hate that?
When they put pressure on you, like, so what's going on? Why you ain't? What's happening? Why you ain't made a move? What you doing? What you waiting?
Oh, because go ahead. I've been in a few of those situations too. Yeah. It's interesting.
It is interesting,
ladies.
But I'm trying to figure
I'm
out.
Trying to find out.
Wait, you
did
said
we miss something though.
So basically, she said that her family loves him.
Right.
She invites him to the family dinner the way she invited him and stuff. I honestly, it is random because there's no like timeline. You know, time has passed. Obviously,
that's what he said.
But I was a little confused too. Like
Love & Hip Hop.
How long have you guys known each other?
It's love.
The family loves him. Like
that's what I mean, granted, like he was her producer, right? They were on her tour. He was on her tour.
And they were doing that together before they kind of, you know, parted ways or whatever and, you know, got upset because of his girlfriend. But my thing is, it just, like I said, it just seemed so much too soon. Like, it was literally like, did we miss, like, I was just trying to figure out, did we miss something? Because
I know
was,
what you mean, you know right? What I'm saying? Yeah.
He was there for it. It's like, oh, yeah, you absolutely. She's like, I miss my friend and all this kind of stuff. And then literally the next scene is like, oh, my gosh, what's
they're
up?
At the dinner and stuff. Yeah,
yeah, and they're just really, like, on him, like, questioning him and everything. Which, side note, her family looked dope. They looked
family
like
Dominicano.
They were, like, a handful and great to be around.
Yeah,
like,
party. That was
I'm waiting on the invite.
Even
I'm
the grandparents looked turned up.
Yes.
Like, they looked like they was ready to turn up.
The cousin,
yeah.
You know, right. It was good to see, like, her side of this. Because, you know, like, when people see her on the internet, they just assume that she's, like, this ratchet person. Right. Or, you know, she says whatever. But when you see her, like, with her family, it's more so, it's, like, humbling. Because she is really just, like, a regular schmegler girl. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
That just ended up getting famous because of what she talks about. But it was nice to see.
It was. I thought it was really good, especially for her, because she's literally my favorite character on the show. I wish we see her more. Mm-hmm. Now I have the sads because she's not doing it anymore. So I'm like, okay, well, you know, who's going to step up type thing. But, you know, it is what it is. Yes.
Which I did want to share. In that same interview, I guess a lot of people lashed out on her on social media because one of the scenes that she did this season, there was some dirty towels in the back or something. And it was a scene where she was in the jacuzzi, I don't know, having some time to herself, whatever the case. But she said that them doing that was like one of the reasons why she's like, yeah, I'm not really trying to do loving.
Oh, because it was like a stage thing or something?
Well, she said they were in the Airbnb, so it makes sense. Every time you see Peter Guns and Tara in an empty-ass apartment, they be renting
out Craig's. They film in an Airbnb, yeah.
Exactly. Okay. They be renting out Craig's, you know,
putting
down some stuff. So, in the Cardi B situation, there was some dirty-ass towels.
And they clowned her?
And they went in on her on social media. Like, really? Oh, why would you do it there, blah, blah, blah. And then Cardi was like, look, I just went there to do my thing, and then I left. Exactly. I have no idea.
They don't be really... It depends. Like, sometimes they really live there, and then sometimes they don't.
They did that on purpose.
Or sometimes they rent... sometimes they rent the place out and put the people there, so they are living there.
Right.
For the time being.
For the time of the taping of the show. Yeah. Would make sense, but because if they're in like a super small apartment, they can't get a camera crew in. They're like, oh, we need to put you over here so we can
get
those
shots. We need to look like you're living big.
Right. Especially so,
Purple sometimes
couch.
It's that too.
Yeah, so. The purple couch, you know.
And that air mattress on the floor.
Exactly. So we see a little bit of Kimbella again, and she's talking to Yandy, and Yandy is in the business with her man Jules because Yandy's a manager sometimes, and so now she's
sometimes.
I mean, this season for me, I just her stock drops. So I can't, like, I just can't with her anymore. She just went down the petty train.
Yeah,
like she's driving the petty. Like she's,
you know, I completely forgot she was a manager. This,
yeah, that's what I'm saying, manager. Because she got so petty.
Yeah.
But, you know, Jules is trying to get back on, and she's her manager, and of course, Kimbella is nosy Rosy, and she's like, what's going on?
Nosy Rosy.
What's going down? And da-da-da-da, and I want to know, and Yandy's like, I can't, you know, that's his business, that's our business.
I respect that out of
you know,
too,
yeah. And that was the one time I was like, yep,
you should. You finally did something right this season.
Yep.
Oh,
right.
Maybe not finally.
Oh, nah. Right. And if there's anything about her, she is a businesswoman.
She's a businesswoman.
But this whole situation is just dumb. Like, Kimbella doesn't want to talk to Yandy because she won't reveal what it. Like he said, there's a basement that has a studio in it.
Right.
Like, what do you want? Like, you know, why are you trying to hold your man back from working?
And not only that, he's been putting out a lot of hot tracks.
He actually has, like,
and I was sleeping, so I had got to eat.
Jewel's is.
Yeah, like, I got to eat my words because I was sleeping. I was like, yeah, I'm not so sure. Yeah. Like, he's been putting out heat.
Really?
Yeah.
Word.
Like, consistently.
Okay.
Which it makes sense because the show's airing, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
Dropping stuff, so yeah. Got he's still got bars.
So whatever she's mad about, he's fucking doing his job.
Well, I think, I mean, it's like, with him, I feel like he can't win. Because when he was at the studio and he'd be sleeping there or whatever, she'd be mad he wasn't home. Now he's home, and then she's mad that he's in the basement. Like, it's like, you can't, you know. And I think with her, she just, obviously, you know, he did cheat or whatever. Maybe she's gun-shy about that. She just doesn't fully trust.
You get shot, you ain't trying to get shot again. You know what I'm saying?
Just saying. She just doesn't trust him. But as he said multiple times that we've seen on the show, it's like, you gotta trust me. Mm-hmm. You gotta trust me. And then... You know,
he's cheating in the basement.
Right.
Watching Asian porn.
She's sneaking through the back.
I really don't know. But when we see the scene where he comes and hollers at Yandy, that to me was like, because now he's mad at her. And she really didn't divulge any information.
Yeah.
It's like, she's just like, I was trying to tell her that this is our business. And he's like, well, where's the money at? You know, I want to know the money.
I didn't understand
is.
That conversation.
And I'm just like, because he's like, I need to know how the money coming in, when it's coming in, and how much is coming in.
I don't have the product. Like, are we selling drugs?
Right.
I was like, is this Amway? Like,
I didn't understand that at all.
Yeah. I was trying to take notes. Okay. I need a product to bring to my manager.
Right, exactly.
That's how you know there was some really sly business.
Right.
You know, with the whole Mendeecees things, because obviously, you know, she knows a lot about product and money, not having the money.
The rap game is like the drug game, okay?
We know that. She said music, but she said product.
He said product.
Just saying. But no, I mean, that whole situation, that meetup was kind of like, come on. I mean, if you have an issue with Kimbella, you guys should, you know, deal with that together. Mm-hmm. So if she's trying to rain on your parade or trying to be in your business, then, you know, you need to talk to her about that. That's your wife. So, but the fact that I think because it's a situation where they're supposed friends, but then he's also the manager, which kind of is the same situation that happened when she was managing Jim Jones.
Yeah.
And that got muddled and got really crazy and weird because, you know, feelings got involved. And so that didn't work out. So it's really hard to mix business and pleasure, obviously. And Yandy has shown that you can't do that. I mean, it's just not going to work, period. Period.
I'm going to Google what you got to do to become a manager, because there's a whole lot of managers out here.
I think you can just call yourself a manager.
No shade to Yandy. I'm just management, saying. Email here.
Management details. That's
about it. Yeah, you got a Gmail?
Get a Gmail.
Yeah, that's all you need.
You know a couple producers, you know a couple of promoters, right. You're good to go.
That's it.
Good stuff. I don't think you need all that. I think that's excessive.
Y'all need some management?
I actually could use a manager.
Yeah.
10%.
Okay.
10%.
That's actually good, you know.
Yeah.
Usually 15.
Yeah. Hey, shake on it.
Hey.
All right.
I'm in the clear.
Right.
Email me.
Email him for booking. I'm available immediately.
Oh, my gosh. Hilarious.
And he's got the product, okay?
Hey,
he's got the product.
All right.
Hilarious. We saw a tidbit. I want to get this before we get into the meat of what I think this episode was. But we saw a little tidbit of the Creep Squad. We talked about Gunn's new baby. And then that's when Gunn tells her, you know, wants to throw her a birthday party. My thing is, this Creep Squad is so getting out of hand. And we see next week that, you know, Cisco, the abandoned member, the cast out member, he wants to get back in, or they're trying to get him back in, but now there's issues, and then there's another fight, and I'm just like, really?
I mean, matter of fact, his conversion rate is actually pretty successful so far, okay? Rich is back on board,
right.
Peter's back on board,
right.
You just need one more.
Just a little bit of fighting, hugging out, and then it's all good.
Shout out to Michelle D in the comments. She said, I manage my iTunes playlist. That's a good one.
I'm winning.
That's a good one.
She has bars.
Yes, you are.
She has bars. All right, so when we first see Papoose and Remy link up, I was like, yes, right? Because, of course,
we're here for it.
They're the best
Started
couple
so good.
That is Black going on the show. I feel like the show would be completely a ratchet mess if it wasn't for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so she brings him this big gift, which, I mean, we can all assume is baby-related because he's been so honored about that. And sure enough, like, he doesn't even, like, all he sees is baby. He don't read the card. He sees a balloon and baby and is over.
Boom.
Hugs her out, throws the tables on
Flips the
floor.
The table.
Flavors on the floor. This dude is excited. You would think, like, he just won $1 trillion. Like, he is super excited.
Loved it. Loved every second of it.
I thought it was so dope because literally all this man is like, I just want a baby
with the woman I love. Come on.
With the woman I love. I just, hey.
Oh, he won.
Come on. Want me to do it today? Glory. Oh, I feel the presence.
Wow.
No, no, but
and then when she, even when she walked in and said, "Excuse me, your wife is here." Come on, man.
I mean,
man, I'm so fucking jealous. I'm you don't understand.
Man, I'm about to get that black love hat just because.
Right. Spit it out in the air.
Yeah, just
feel like ladies, ladies, I can be your papoose.
There it is, black love. Yeah, so we see it very promising. When we do see them again, man, my heart dropped. My
so
heart
sad.
Dropped.
Yeah, I wasn't you know expecting what? It. I thought that it might happen, but I never verbalized it. I didn't want to put it out there.
Really?
I didn't want to put it on them like that because I'm such a fan. But I kind of saw it coming.
Well, I
thought miscarriage, but they, you know, they went a different route.
I mean, she's obviously she's at a high risk because of, excuse me, her age. And his thing was like, let's try. Let's make it work because they each have, they have two children, but separately.
Yeah.
They don't have a child together. And he was really wanting a child together. And I don't blame him. I think that's dope. This is his wife. But we do see later toward, at the very end of the episode that she's in the hospital. And she basically says that the doctor said that she's going to lose her current baby. And also she's not going to be able to have children.
Naturally.
Naturally.
And, I always tell you that. But you know, it's not. Naturally, that's not up to the doctors, it's up to God.
Sure.
So.
Hey.
And she felt it was a blessing because she said, you know, you don't know God's timing.
Right.
You know, she was saying that in her close up. So, I mean, my heart goes out because
they put that on TV so everybody can see. So, you know, that's big. You know?
Yeah.
But, I mean,
go ahead.
They can do the in vitro process if they want to. Right. I mean, there's many ways that they can do it.
There's definitely ways.
So.
As long as they got the product.
Right. As long as they got the product. No, but like I said, my heart goes out to them. I hope before the end of the season that there is some resolution with that. If we see, like, you know, I would love for it to end on a high note where either she's pregnant again or, you know, something like that. Or they're trying. Or, I mean, even if they... Well, adopting is a different situation because they want a baby together. Like, he especially wants a baby with her. So, I'm sure that they're going to work it out. I'm sure it's going to be all good. But, yeah, we'll see.
I hope so.
Yeah, we will see.
But the reason I, like, was thinking, like, this might happen is because of the nature of the show.
Right.
So, I don't know. It just kind of makes me, like, you know, like, this feels off.
Right.
Were they really pregnant? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm not trying to say they're lying. I'm just saying it was convenient for the show.
Okay.
The way it played out.
The way it played out.
Yeah.
And if that feels off.
Because of the way it played out.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I mean, but you don't know how... I mean, I think that the way they played it for the show, I think a lot of that has to do with editing and a lot of it has to do with the time. Because we don't know the time frame.
And I would hope they wouldn't, you know, lie about something like that.
Sure,
so.
And they don't seem, I mean, based on...
They don't seem like the type.
They don't seem like the type. Yeah. Guns would do that.
Damn, Peter.
Guns would do something like, man, I was about to have my 11th child, but, you know, it was the will not to have. So, you know... So I still got 10. So I'm just saying, baby boycott. You know, I'm just
baby
saying.
Boycott.
Just saying. Let's get into portables. Let's do that and see what y'all got. I got one. This is not going to be funny. So I'll go last. No, I'll go first because we want to end on a high notes. But the quotable for me that got me, and we just were talking about. Remy Ma and Papoose losing their child or getting ready to lose a child. And when she says, didn't the angels in heaven see how happy you were?
Damn, Lem, you going to start off with that? Dude, I'm not going to lie. When she said that, I started thinking about my own life.
Yo, son, do you know I had to clutch pearls. Yo, I'm literally, and I'm a poet, you know, I'm a poet too. So that was like, oh, Remy, what?
Ooh,
because, you know, it was like, it was so
real.
You could, yes, it was so, I didn't think that the moment when they're in the hospital, and you could tell too because it wasn't the sound. You could tell
the sound. Yeah, they weren't lobbed
up. So they weren't mic'd up. I mean, this was real deal.
Right.
And when she said, and you could see the angst that she had because she was just like, it's not fair because you got all these other women having kids and don't even want the kids and, you know, whatever situation. Yeah. And here she is wanting to have a child with the man she loves and then it not work out.
Can't do it.
That's a serious moment for me. Man. But that was mine. Yeah, that was mine. So
no, I did that line did hit home. So yo. I'm glad you picked that. Actually,
yeah. I had to. Good I had one, to. Yeah. I had to. But go ahead.
Who's next? Snitched on myself earlier. Yeah, and I'm sticking with the. I feel like I've been here before.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, Peter.
Deja vu.
You have.
Deja vu.
Deja vu.
So when Yandy said, "Hating hoes ain't happy, and happy hoes
ain't hating."
That's fabulous. That's I love that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Mine also comes from Peter tonight.
Mr. Guns,
if you will. When he said, and I quote, "I can't wait to meet my final baby."
We don't know about final, but
final baby.
Final baby.
Never heard that sentence before in my entire life.
That was a sentence that used
all those words together.
Word.
Okay.
And that's what you did. Shout out to Misha. She said, "Well, my mom had an ectopic pregnancy before me, and I'm here, so there's still hope."
Hey, shout out to you, Misha.
Living testimony.
I'm telling. Hey, glory. I felt it. I mean,
honorable mention though, when Cardi B was like, "So he broke up with me or whatever." That was a good one.
I'm gonna bring it back, but I can't remember exactly. What is Cardi B too? And she was just like, oh my gosh, I can't remember the exact quote, but it was like she went down this laundry list of things and was basically, it was just one question. Do you know what I'm talking about? She was just like, da 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 da. I think it was talking about maybe breaking up with her dude or something. Mm-hmm. It was something she said. I have to like bring.
Are you talking about when she invited him to dinner?
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. There we go. There we go. My family love you and da 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 da. And
I'm hungry. Whatever.
You coming? You coming? It was like she literally went down. That was dope. I was like, she should do all invitations.
Right.
Like, she should do all invitations. For
I have
everything.
To say, I'm tired from Peter. Just like, really? What are you talking?
No, no.
Why
it's
are you
love.
Tired?
For Peter.
It's you're finally
love,
tired
bro, tonight.
Peter,
you can't
is,
explain
it's
it. It's Peter love.
You're finally tired after 11 know, kids. You're tired.
Peter okay. has. All I right. think he's going to get the quotable trophy because
one night, dude, 15. Just like the babies, love one night, 15.
It's love.
This dude is love.
Shout out to Lil Durk and Nori. They made little cameos on this.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
The Drink Champs.
That was big cameo. Was funny.
Absolutely.
So. Go check that out, dude, if you guys haven't yet. So.
Did I tell you that people used to say I look like Noriega when he was out?
Yeah.
Yeah. They used to say that.
Uh-oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Whatever. I never saw it. Just saying. Let's get into predictions. Let's do that real quick. Like
well,
with predictions.
Yes.
You're after Buzz TV.
My prediction came true.
Okay.
As far as them getting pregnant. But I feel like we all saw that. That was a little... Yeah. That was a little whatever.
Yeah.
No, that was all I had to say. I don't have no prediction.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're going to Mexico.
Right.
And all the ratchets. Oh. It was like the classies versus right. the ratchets.
It really was.
They like had team the youngins a, team with B, the seasoned yeah. ones.
Right. And it looked like basketball wives.
Or real housewives.
Yeah, they remaking
right.
the.
Right, right.
So my predictions is it's going to go down in Mexico.
Obviously.
Oh, I mean, they're saying that.
Obvi.
Okay, Trizzy, my fault.
No. That was like, obviously.
I would love if we had obviously. Just one moment where like the show told me to come, so I'm here. That's like, if we could do that,
I know, right?
That would be amazing.
That would be
y'all bitches hilarious. Do not hang out in real life.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I ain't talked to my girl, blah, 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 in so long, so I had to go link it with her. Y'all probably don't even... follow each other on
why
Instagram.
Did, just quick, I mean, when they were showing, I don't know, Mariah Lynn. Why did Mariah Lynn look like a ghetto mermaid?
Like a ghetto mermaid?
Somebody tell me why. Actually, somebody was going in on her on the last episode when she was doing her performance.
Yeah.
And I think she was in a bikini, so I don't even know what she was wearing, but I think she was trying to twerk and looked like a fish out of water or something. I don't know. It didn't look good.
No,
that's all.
No. Yeah, she looked like I'm just. That's gonna be. I mean, they're setting us up for like the huge bash, with everybody being there. So we see all of it. So I mean, I mean, it's, you know what it's going to be. It's going to be crazy malarkey, of course. Right. My thing is, I feel like, just real quick, the Juju on the beat. Mm-hmm. Like, she, I feel like she's an instigator. Like, she's, I feel like she's like Yandy's springboard, and Yandy will say something like, da da da, yeah, girl. Like, she's almost like a cheerleading ratchet coach, almost, if you will.
A ratchet like, coach.
Girl, you don't take that mess. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And
like,
then you do yeah, this at and the then, same time.
Right.
And then we can read amazing. Some pages right. from my new book.
I know. She said that.
Chapters, like, first of all, what like, book is this?
What's your book doing? About, huh?
I love also the fake gym, like, workout. Like, she was like, lifting the. You know, and I was like, come on.
I'm getting gym ready.
Right.
Mm. I think this is the first trip that Love & Hip Hop has done for them.
Instead of, like, going to LA or something. Yeah.
Really?
I think
so. I don't know. I don't remember them going...
For Love & Hip Hop New York or just...
Just in general. I feel like, finally, you know, they're cutting into the budget a little bit. And
putting them, sending them out to Mexico.
Sending them out on a trip.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe.
Matter of fact, I do watch Black Ink, and they, like... record when the cast goes on trips and stuff. So maybe they were like, hey, I like what they did there.
Maybe they have gone on trips. People
let us know in the comments.
It's going to get hot and heavy.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be more drama. Oh, and Cisco is coming back. Yeah! Get the Bernie song ready.
So and he's fighting again in another sweater.
Right. Just creeping on
this dude got, he has a bunch of sweaters. Like them Argyles beyond. I mean, he's got them. He got them. He got a row of
his cattle walking. His closet is Old Navy approved, okay?
Gap and Old Navy. Oh, hey, nothing wrong with them. Hey, they have sales.
I love Old Navy. Don't sleep on them.
His dressing room is just sweat the same colors. Different right, brands right, though. Right. Red,
imagine
yellow,
him in hair, and makeup. Hair. He's got no hair, oh, so he skips God. Past that. Oh, he gosh. Goes straight to makeup. I like this sweater. Yeah, out of the 25.
I'm gonna get this sweater right here. Yeah, this sweater's gonna kill him.
Where's my chain?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's been our show. We want to thank you for tuning in.
Yeah.
We want to thank everybody in the live chat for letting us know how you feel. And always, you know, filling in the gaps for us. I forgot to tell you something, but I'm going to tell you next week. And it's about, like, what these Love & Hip Hop people be making. This checks.
Money-wise?
Yes.
Secure the bag.
Yes.
I know a Soldier Boy posted it one time.
That's the one I was going to talk about.
Yeah.
But yeah, news and gossip next week.
Gotcha.
But until then...
Oh, cliffhanger, ladies and gentlemen.
Next time on Love & Hip Hop New York. Review after show.
That's right. I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez. You can find me always at The Poet Saint. Also, check out my website, stayonthemic.com. Jimmy V, where you at?
Your boy, Jimmy V, at Be Your Own Dad. Make sure you check my blog, beyourowndad.blogspot.com. I have an interview with Lil Durk. Go check that out.
Boom.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your girl, Trinae. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, at your girl, Trinae.
Khalil Boo Boo on Twitter and Instagram. Follow me, like my shit. Holler at me, you know what I'm saying? I talk back.
There it is. We all talk back. Because that's what we do. Because it's Love & Hip Hop After Show. Until next week.
Ratchet Mondays. Bow, bow,
bow. From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.